Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. Welcome to this podcast episode, which comes off the back of a one-on-one session I was doing with one of our students from the Click Academy. And it really got me thinking. Some of the conversations, some of the topics that came up during that one-on-one session got me thinking about how important this message is. So what I really want to talk about is, are you, when it comes to visualizing, when it comes to thinking about your desires and where you want to go and the things that you want to manifest into your life, are you just thinking about the bigger picture, or are you able to connect with the steps that you need to take that are going to get you to where you want to be? So as I said, this episode comes off the back of a one-on-one session I was doing, and this particular client had a very, very clear image of the coaching business that she wants to create. And she has a very, very clear image of the lifestyle that she wants to create. So she had spent a lot of time visualizing herself as a full-time coach. She'd visualized her dream home that she wants to manifest. She visualized the travel that she wants to do when she has that freedom to work from anywhere. And she spent a lot of time getting excited about those bigger picture visions. And in fact, it was that sort of clear vision of what she wanted long term that gave her the courage to actually start her business in the first place. And it was, that was the thing that was really motivating her, sort of her big why. And that's brilliant. And I think for a lot of people, kind of getting clear on that bigger vision is exciting. It feels good. But it's also not the only thing that you need to be visualizing. Because obviously that bigger vision, that's where you want to go, but it's often not the case that you achieve that overnight, okay? And it's not like you wake up one day and you visualized yourself as the super successful business owner, you know, having all of the money that you desire, having the freedom that you desire. That just, you don't just click your fingers and that happens overnight. That is a process. And I definitely think having a clear vision of where you're going is a great motivator. But often there are little stepping stones that we need to, you know, go through in order to get to that bigger vision. And what I find from just from my experience of the women that we work with is that whilst people are great at picturing the bigger picture, they're not so great at connecting with those smaller steps. And so with this particular student then, as I said, she had the bigger picture all mapped out. But one thing she was really just struggling to do was to just get herself started. And she's in the process at the moment. So she's going through her training. And one of the things that is required as you're going through your training is to actually practice your coaching. And so to do this, you partner up with other students and you practice your coaching skills. And this was something that she just was completely holding back from doing. And she was doing a lot of the theory work, but she was really lacking the confidence to put herself out there as the coach, to start taking on practice clients and actually practicing her coaching skills. And we started to dig into this. And one of the first questions I asked her was, well, that confident version of you, the one who is doing the practice sessions, that is, you know, new to this whole process and that is learning how to go coach and is practicing with other students, have you connected with that version of you? And she kind of looked at me for a second. She was like, no, should I be connecting with that version of me? And so I asked her, I was like, well, when you kind of do your visualization work and you are thinking about the woman that you are becoming, who is that version of you that you're connecting with? And she started to describe to me the future version of herself. But she was describing the woman who already had the success, that already had, you know, tons and tons of client experience, that already had, you know, the dream home, the lots of travel, you know, that was already experiencing that end goal. And I asked her, well, that's brilliant that you're connecting with that future version of you, but have you connected with an earlier version of yourself? The version of you that is perhaps just one or two steps ahead of where you are now. And she said, no, I didn't even think about doing that. And I asked her, well, in order to get to that future version of you, you know, the hugely successful coach, do you see that as an overnight thing? Or do you see yourself transitioning through various different identities and going through stepping stones in order to get through to that version? And she said, yeah, I see myself as gradually building up my confidence rather than it being just this instant shift. And I said, okay, so in that case then, do you not think that to get to that future version, whilst you can still very much visualize her, wouldn't it be sensible to perhaps think about the in-between phases, okay? The various different identities that you will shift through in order to get to that version of you. She's like, I never actually thought about that. And so what we then spent some time doing is we started to think about, okay, who am I going to be next? So not who am I going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, who am I going to be next? What is the next level of my identity? Okay. What is one step up? If I was to up level one step in terms of my identity, who would that version of me be? Okay. So we're kind of looking at the incremental steps to your desires. Okay. And so we started to hash this out and we started to think, well, okay, who is the version of me I want to be whilst I'm still practicing how to coach? You know, whilst I'm still in this process of getting certified, of doing my training, who is that version of me I want to step into next? And we started to, you know, think about this version of this coach herself as the practice coach. How did she want to show up for her practice sessions? You know, what kind of confidence did she want to show up into those practice sessions with? And one thing that was actually quite surprising was that because she was so connected to this future vision of her, where she was already amazing, you know, she already knew so much about coaching and she already had all of these skills and she already had all of this training. It was just so far removed from where she was at the moment. And it was almost as if she was kind of putting all of this pressure on herself to be that version right now, forgetting that she was still in the process of learning. And so this was the thing that was actually holding herself back from actually putting herself out there as the coach and practicing, because she was putting so much pressure on herself to be perfect, to create this incredible experience where she was amazing, where her clients got incredible transformations from one session. And I had to remind her that if she was already at that place, there was no point of her even being in the program, you know? The reason why she was getting certified and going through the training was to build up those skills. So I invited her to think about the next step with more of that growth mindset and really visualizing the identity, you know, the next level identity rather than the very much in the future identity version of her. Okay. So with that beginner's mindset, she could identify and visualize this version of herself where, yeah, she had confidence, but you know, she was also compassionate with herself and understood that she was learning and developing and didn't have this pressure on herself to be perfect and was a little bit more playful in how she approached her coaching. You know, she wasn't so strict with herself saying, you've got to do this perfectly and you've got to get it right first time. She was able to be a bit more relaxed in how she approached the practice sessions. And when we started to think about that beginner sort of version of herself, it felt a lot easier then to start taking steps that aligned with that version of her. It was a far easier shift to go from where she was now into that next version of her because it wasn't so far removed from where she was right now. Okay? And so the point of me telling you this story is because so often I see this with people who are looking to manifest something. They get so caught up in that big future, amazing thing that they're looking to manifest, that they forget the smaller steps along the way. They forget to connect with and visualize the things that they need to do to get to that bigger end goal. And I get it. I get why, you know, people get so caught up on that bigger vision, because it's exciting, because it is so big and so magical and, you know, so wonderful. You know, when we think about like our perfect life, you know, our dream day, the millions in the bank, the dream house, you know, the luxury travel or whatever it is, you know, the physical things we want to manifest, you know, that's sexy, right? And visualizing the day-to-day things that we're doing or the day-to-day woman that we need to be to get there, you know, it's not as, you know, as magical, okay? But it is those small daily steps and who we're being on a day-to-day basis. That is how we get to the bigger, more magical manifestations. And so we can apply this to anything that we're looking to manifest. And actually, let me use something from my experience here. So one of the things that's pretty much always on my vision board is homes, right? So the homes that I am looking to call into existence. And I've always had this sort of very much final dream home in my mind, the kind of house that I one day see myself living in. And it's this beautiful finca, somewhere hot. And basically, I've just got this whole house mapped out, and I've got that mapped out on my vision board. And I've had this house mapped out on my vision board now pretty much since I created my first vision board when I first started this journey. However, at the time when I created that vision board, I was living in a flat with far too many flatmates. So I rented a flat in London. My partner and I lived in the living room of this flat. I've spoken about this before because, it's actually funny kind of thinking back to that point, you know, when I lived in that flat and just seeing how things have changed since then. But I was in that flat and we lived in the living room. We subletted the other rooms because we couldn't afford to live in the flat, just the two of us. And so, yes, I had this vision of my, you know, my dream home, but I didn't think that that was going to be my next home, you know? So, yes, I would connect with that vision of my dream home, but I would think about, well, what is my next move? What is the next step of the manifestation process? What will be my, you know, to up level to the next stage? What would that look like? And so, you know, my dream home was on my vision board, but equally I had the flat that I wanted to manifest. So my next step in terms of property was my partner and I renting a flat in London, but it was a flat we didn't have to share with God knows however many other people we lived with at the time. You know, it was a flat that we could just have to ourselves, and it had a spare bedroom that I could use as an office. You know, it was a pretty humble two-bedroom flat, but, you know, I knew what it looked like. I knew, you know, how it was decorated, and that was the vision with. I was actually connecting with that vision more frequently than the vision of my ultimate dream home. And so this is where actually I like to think about my visualizations in terms of short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals, okay? And the amount of time and energy I give to my visualization will depend on how soon I see that thing manifesting. And if I am looking to manifest something within the short term, you know, let's say within the next couple of months, that is going to be something that I will be visualizing intensely every single day. I may also visualize, you know, my bigger picture goals every day as well, but most of my energy will be given to my shorter term goals. And I think this is the part of the process that a lot of people tend to skip out. So, you know, thinking about a vision board, if you've created a vision board for yourself at the moment, have you put on the vision board, you know, is it just the bigger picture stuff? Or have you thought about the incremental steps that you're going to go through to get to that bigger dream of yours? So maybe it is you've got a vision board and you've got that huge, big, massive mansion on there. Brilliant. But is that going to be your next home? And if not, what is going to be the in-between phases? You know, can you connect and visualize with those things? Okay, because it's really important that we can do this, not just get so preoccupied with a bigger vision, we forget about the stepping stones along the way. And here's the important thing. If you can't visualize yourself at the next stepping stone, then how are you going to be able to? You want to think of these stepping stones as the path to get you to where you want to go. But if you cannot connect with the path, okay, if you can't see the path, how are you able to get to the final destination? Okay, you need to be able to see the path to get there, not just the final destination. And this is really what about visualizing those incremental steps is all about. It's being able to really sort of see that path. Okay, see what your next step is so clearly that you can easily step into that next version of you, that next step towards your dream life. Okay, so coming back to, as I said, what I did with my client during the one-on-one, you know, she could see the life she was creating. She could see that future dream business, see herself as that super influential, confident coach, yet she hadn't been able to see herself in the next part of the process. Okay, and that's where it all starts. What is the next incremental upgrade for you? Can you visualize yourself in that phase? Okay, so what would that mean to be, you know, the entrepreneur who's perhaps just starting out on her journey? Or, you know, let's say you're trying to manifest your dream soulmate. What does it look like to be the woman who is open to dating and is, you know, confident about putting herself out there to go on dates? You know, what is that next phase for you? And can you see that? Can you visualize that? And that's something that needs to become a part of your daily visualization. And I think the beauty of doing this, the beauty of focusing on these incremental steps is that they are much more, in terms of our belief system, it's much easier to get ourselves to a place where we believe that that is possible for us. So when I first started out my journey, money and manifesting certain financial goals has, you know, long been a part of my process. And, you know, I've very much connected with what do I want to be earning? What's my income? And I remember when I first started doing, I mean, well, when I first started my business, let's just kind of take it back a step. When I first kind of really stepped into this world, I just wanted to make enough to get by. I really wasn't thinking big in terms of my income. There was a part of me that knew that I wanted to be wealthy, but at the time, my beliefs around money were so limited that I just kept saying, you know what, if I just make enough that I can live off, that will be okay for me. Okay, but once I started to do the work around money, the mindset around money, and change my beliefs around money, and I started to think bigger, I started to think, you know what, I would like to make 100,000 in 1 year. I would like to one day make £1 million in 1 year. Okay, and I started to think about that bigger vision and what that would look like. I started to connect with, you know, what would life look like if I was making £1 million? What would I be spending that money on? And I was very much connected with that. But at the time, my belief system, I still had a lot of limiting beliefs about what was possible for me. So I could think about the end goal. I could think about how amazing life would look if I had £1 million, you know, if I was making that kind of money. But there was a lot of beliefs that were out of line with that vision. I still had a lot of negative beliefs around money. You know, it's greedy to be money motivated. You have to work hard for money. You have to sacrifice a lot. It's going to take you a long time to get there. You know, all of these limiting beliefs around money, around what it would take to be a £1 million business owner. So I had to do a lot of work on those beliefs. For me to be able to get to that £1 million business, I had to do an awful lot of work on those beliefs. But what was more within reach, what felt more within reach to start off with, was hitting my first 10K. And sometimes actually when I thought about that £1 million business owner, whilst it did feel exciting, it almost felt like a bit of a fantasy, a bit of a dream, a bit of a pipe dream. It's like, yes, I'm going to think about that, but it just did not seem like it was possible for me at that time. And of course, your reality is always a mirror of your beliefs. So if I couldn't even believe that that was possible for me, there was no way that I would ever be able to get there. So I had to start thinking about these incremental steps and sort of gradually getting myself to the place where I could believe that a £1 million business was available to me. And it started with working with smaller figures to begin with. So my first kind of big income goal was my first 10K month, you know, and that was kind of where I started to work. And then that was the goal I initially started to visualize. So yes, I still have that, you know, that pipe dream of being a £1 million business. But I was like, let's start with this. Let's put more of my energy and focus onto what feels more doable for me at the moment. And of course, I still had limiting beliefs that I needed to work through, but there wasn't as much of a transition that needed to happen. You know, there were beliefs that were getting in my way from where I was and that first 10K month. But if we think about the mindset work, it's about peeling back those layers of conditioning. There wasn't as many layers to peel back. Let's say, think about the game Pass the Parcel. So where you have a toy and the toy is wrapped up in wrapping paper and it's got lots and lots of layers of wrapping paper and the children pass it around in a circle and when the music stops on the child, it will peel back a layer of the wrapping paper until eventually one of the children, you know, peels back the wrapping paper and there's the toy. So think about that game. In terms of your next level, there's perhaps only a couple of layers of wrapping paper that you have to peel off before you get to that next level. If we're thinking about a level that is, you know, say we're talking about your next level being your first 10K and then your big destination being, you know, your £1 million business, perhaps even your £1 billion business, you know, there's going to be a lot more layers that you need to peel back in order to get you to that bigger goal, okay? It tends to be that the bigger the vision, the bigger the thing that we're looking to manifest, the more limiting beliefs we have or the more work it takes in order, you know, to transform ourselves to become the person we need to be to get us to that goal. Remember, manifesting something physical is a product of who we are being. It's a product of our beliefs and our energy. And I maybe we'll do a different episode on this. We can experience these quantum leaps, right? I don't want to say that it's always going to take a lot of time and a lot of mindset work to get you to those bigger goals, because we can indeed experience these quantum shifts. And I've seen it, and I've seen it within my finances, where I've gone, it feels like literally from 0 to 100 in the, you know, in pretty much what feels like an overnight trip. So we can experience this, but typically for a lot of people, when they're working towards the bigger things, it takes time to work through those limiting beliefs, to work through that conditioning, to become the woman that they need to be to get them to where they want to go. So it may be that the smaller goals, there are fewer layers to peel off. Okay. And so in terms of your belief work, there's perhaps less work to do to get you to £10,000 a month versus £100,000 a month. Okay. You know, it's easier to make that shift. And of course, if we are able to get our mindset to a place of, I believe this can happen for me. You know, I believe that I can achieve that 10K month. I believe that this is possible for me. And, you know, we've done the work. If we can get our beliefs in line with that goal quicker, it means we can achieve the goal quicker. Remember, as soon as we align our beliefs and our energy with the goal will manifest. Okay, so yeah, from my experience, it tends to be that the bigger goals, it takes a bit more time in terms of your mindset and your energy to do the work to transform those things for that goal to happen. Okay, so it's, again, it's why these incremental steps are so important. Okay, and what happens, let's just use money again as an example. Let's say because they're sometimes easier to get to these smaller steps, it's easier to get to the next step than to the final destination. That next step is evidence to support us in our goals. So let's say you manifest your first 10K month. It's like, right, okay, I'm doing this. I've got evidence now to support me that, you know, making money as a coach, for example, this works. I can make money as a business owner. What's my next incremental step? Maybe it's your first 20K month. Maybe it's your first 50K month. Okay. And so once we've kind of got that evidence that what we're doing is working, you know, it's easier to then kind of take that next step up rather than just going from zero to 100. Okay. But we've got to be able to see the step. So if your next goal is your first 10K month, have you visualized that goal? Have you visualized that money in your bank account? Have you visualized what celebrating, you know, that goal is going to look like? Have you visualized what you're going to do with the money when you make that first 10K month? Okay? Don't just get stuck on the bigger picture. In fact, the majority of your time should actually be spent visualizing the smaller steps that are needed to get you to that end goal. So hopefully this makes some sense. But yeah, as always, reach out to me on Instagram if you want, Danny Watson Coaching, if you've got any questions about this. But yeah, I just think it's something that's perhaps not talked about enough, especially when people are talking about vision boards. You know, it's really easy to get caught up in the big sexy end goals, you know, forgetting that, you know, often life isn't just zero to 100 overnight. You know, I don't truly believe that, as I said, that there can be quantum shifts. So there can be phases where things do happen at lightning speed. But for most people and for most of those bigger dreams, that's going to take time. Okay. Right. But yes, as I said, reach out if you've got any questions at all on this. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I look forward to connecting with you next week. All right. Speak soon, ladies. Bye. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.